right, Hunter. So this week, we are continuing our series. Is that too much? Okay, everybody. So this is the actual start of the episode. This week, we are continuing our Oscars Academy Awards Best Picture Nominees series, : Anatomy of a Fall, - the episode. So this week we are discussing Anatomy of a Fall, directed by Justine Triet. It won the Palme d'Or this year, or last year.
Yes, yeah.
Pardon. At Cannes.
Pardon.
Cannes Film Festival, mm-hmm. The 76th. This is a movie about relationships and marriage and how that can become strained when you go through some trauma.
Yes.
It is a... Well, we will decide if it is a murder mystery or not throughout the course of the episode.
Yes.
Yeah. But it does explore the fallout after a death and the consequences of that.
Yeah.
I'm excited to discuss this film.
Yes, I'm very excited to discuss. I liked that little twist there. I guess we get to choose whether or not this is a murder mystery film. But it's a fascinating film nonetheless. But we will also answer another question, an arguably more important question, and that is, but is Anatomy of a Fall good?
Well, I can tell you definitively, we will come to a conclusion today at these proceedings. We will give the prosecution a chance to assess the film. Mm-hmm. We will give the defense a chance to defend the film.
Okay.
We'll have closing statements, and then we will decide if Anatomy of a Fall...
The jury will...
There's no jury. This is just us.
Oh, sorry.
We are judge, jury, executioner, possibly bail bonds person.
We're just the whole system?
The whole system. For it's movies? Right here.
For movies, though?
Because this is a monarchy. In the nation of...
Who's the king?
In the big nation. No, we are both monarchs.
Oh, okay.
Non-gendered monarchs. So they call me Monarch Zach, and you are Monarch Hunter. But is it good podcast? Yeah. That was the whole intro right there. But is it good podcast? Yeah. All right, so now we're starting. Welcome.
Wait, hold on.
Saw Anatomy of a Fall.
The video is like 6 years old now or something like that.
Yeah, I know. Welcome everybody to the But Is It Good podcast. I am your host, Zachariah Harris Olson, first of his name.
Oh. Is your name actually Zachariah?
No, my dad wanted to call me Zachariah, and my mom said,
I know this.
Absolutely not.
I know this story.
Zachary Harris Olson, the first of his name.
And I am your host, Joseph Hunter Callahan, also first of his name. I'm the second, I guess first Joseph Hunter Callahan, yes.
What were you going to say?
My maternal grandfather's name is Joseph, but his name wasn't Joseph Hunter Callahan, so...
Right, because if it was maternal, his last name probably wouldn't have been Callahan.
No, it was Strainer.
His middle name probably Strider?
Strainer.
Oh, I was about to say.
No.
Strider.
He was Stranieri.
Okay.
I can't roll my R's.
Italian. You came from Mars?
No, I said I can't roll my R's. I was going to try, but I can't roll my R's.
Oh, okay.
Stranieri, but then his parents, he was born in America, his parents came to the U.S. and they're like, what? How do you say that? You're going to go by Strainer now. And so it became Strainer. Anyway, how's life?
Life is good. I can't complain. How is your life?
It's good.
That is good. I'm glad to hear.
It's good. overwhelming at times this week for some reason, but it's good.
It happens.
Yeah, this is the final week of our Oscars Best Picture series.
Correct. Not the final episode, but the final week.
Final week.
So what do we mean by that, Mr. Callahan?
Wait, did you hear my shoulder?
Yeah, I did.
Past Lives will be dropping on Friday with a special guest, Luke Baker, who is a director, screenwriter, cinematographer, editor, and also works with me. He's going to jump on the Past Lives episode this week, and then also we will be dropping a little special episode, two special episodes in the next couple weeks. On Saturday, we'll be dropping our Oscars Best Picture prediction. I think it's more just Oscar predictions because we do more than just Best Picture.
So we're going to find the first guy named Oscar. We're going to go to the mall. Which mall are we going to? Mall of Georgia? Lenox?
That's maybe Lenox. We can go to Lenox.
Lenox, okay. First guy named Oscar. We're going to be like, predict. And just whatever he says for 20 minutes. We're going to call it Oscar's Predictions. Wouldn't that be great? Just be like, predict.
No context.
Predict.
Predict. That's amazing. If you know anybody named Oscar who would want to do that, please
let us know.
Hook us up. Saturday, we're going to do our Oscars predictions episode. And then in a couple weeks, we're going to be doing a special episode where we sit down with Luke again and we review his short film, which is going to be coming out on March 24th. A special screening at the Plaza in Atlanta for anybody who's in Atlanta. Free of charge. I believe it's already been accepted into three festivals.
Wow.
So it's really exciting.
It's exciting.
So that's what this week is. So we're doing Past Lives Friday with Luke. And yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to list the things again.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. Past Lives Friday with Luke Baker. Saturday is going to be Oscar prediction show with our new friend Oscar where he predicts. And then later in a couple weeks, we're going to be doing the special preview episode of Luke's short film. And then this week, we'll also announce our March schedule because we have another big guest coming up in a couple weeks. That I'll be excited to talk about.
All right, Hunter.
Sick.
So this
Let's
is
do it.
My episode, and yes, so I run the show here today.
Okay.
What I'm telling you is that this is my boat, and you're sailing on it, and you don't do anything unless the captain says it's okay. So, sailor?
Aye, aye, captain.
Give me your initial predictions. Fucking hell. Give me your...
Do I look like my name is Oscar?
Fucking shit. Give me your first impressions of this film. When you saw this and you were watching it, what was the first thing that popped into your head?
Excuse me. I love water.
That was my first thought, too.
I love
honestly,
water.
Honestly, because I had a glass of water with me while I was watching it.
And I was like, man, I love water. Actually, what I had when I watched this real talk is I have a little ritual. That's not really fair, I guess. It's just a habit, I suppose. Or I have, like, every Wednesday or so, midweek, I'll make, like, a little molten lava cake.
Did you just wink at me?
I didn't mean to.
What were you trying to do? You even went, like, you know?
I don't know.
Molten lava cake? For those of you who don't know, he used to call me his little molten lava cake. So, again, back to the sexual tension. But we've moved past it. He's married now. You're married now, Hunter. Pull yourself together. I'm not your little lava cake anymore.
I don't know what I was trying
to do. I have a ritual, too. I like to lay back on the couch and portion control. I like to put just a little bit of popcorn in my belly button and then eat that. And then that's all I'll eat for the whole movie. Just to keep myself from eating like a whole bag of popcorn, you know. Coincidentally, only like three kernels can fit.
I'm sure.
So you had a little molten lava cake.
Anyway, I had that when I watched this movie. It's nothing big. It's like the ones from Kroger or something. It's kind of being an inside joke now.
Yeah.
And it was really good. So that's what I had when I had. I'm not sure how we got to this point. Oh, man, that was funny.
Do you know where we are in the episode? Do you know what you're doing?
I'm doing the first reactions.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I really enjoyed this movie. I thought it was very, very interesting. Maybe a little slow to start. But I definitely kind of realized after the first, maybe 30 minutes or so, it's not even really fair because I enjoyed all of it, but there came a point where I was like glued, you know? But I really enjoyed it. I thought it's a really interesting depiction of relationships and kind of power dynamics, and manipulation. But also, you know, the kind of question of like, do our worst moments define us? Perception, kind of like the filter of a story, kind of where you hear it from and kind of that kind of stuff. But also parental relationships with their kids and the effects of tragedy and trauma and, you know, how that can affect people in different ways, but also relationships. And then also just a good psychological kind of twisty-turvy,
a whodunit.
A whodunit of sorts, yes.
No, it's really just between two people.
Yeah. I really thought that the performances were great. I'm not going to talk about this much right now because I don't want to spoil anything, but like I think the film did a really good job of not overly portraying an answer. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, I don't think the movie is really trying to tell you if he was murdered or if not.
Whoa. Feels like it could be a spoiler. Even though we do see his blood, like on the snow in the poster.
Yeah, like I'm not. That's all I'm gonna say. And I think that's really interesting. I think that's really, really clever. But I really enjoyed it. I really loved it. I thought it was good. This is like right in my alley in the kind of films that I like. And there were some scenes in there that I thought were really, really well done.
Well, there you have it. Now I'm going to do the same.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay.
I'm just going to try and throw you off the entire episode.
I thought this was a great film. I'm going to talk to the audience. I'm not going to talk to Hunter because he's messing with me.
Oh, you almost said a bad word.
What word did I almost say?
You said...
What was the word going to be?
Fudge.
He's flipping my gaskets. You ever try to drive a car with flipped gaskets?
Can you flip them?
Oh, I don't know. But you're flipping mine right now. No, I thought this was a really well done film. I got to get this out of the way from the beginning.
You hate it?
No, I there's something I need to get out of the way because it's something that we've addressed a couple times in the recent past.
Mm.
Sandra Hüller's character is named Sandra in the movie. Why? Why would you do that? All right, that's out of the way.
Sandra? Is it Sandra?
Sorry, Sandra.
Pardon.
Sorry, it's not Sandra. It's Sandra.
Pardon.
Pardon. This is a really good film. This is a good movie. This is a movie that is good and really good at the same time. No, I thought the performances were wonderful. Swan Arlode.
Plus you? What'd you just say?
Swan Arlode. Or it has a D at the end, so I said Arlode. But I'm not swanning Arlode, so I don't think that's it. Anyways, he played the lawyer.
He was great.
He was awesome. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen him in anything before, and he was wonderful.
What is like our Lord or something? He's probably French.
Okay. Yeah. Milo Mikado Grainer, who played Daniel, he did a really good job as well. Snoop did a wonderful job.
Shout out Snoop.
Yes, shout out to Snoop. It was so back and forth, and at one point I hated everybody, but I think you're kind of supposed to. And it's so unclear, you know, and I think it's supposed to be unclear. It's just a really good twist on, like, the whodunit sort of genre, right? The genre of whodunit.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to discuss who did it, damn it, right now. Dag nabbit.
You done?
Drizzle it on a... on a... dag nab milkshake. Like, it's caramel.
Are you
peanut butter
are
sauce.
You okay? That sounds good.
Dip it.
You know, I'm a slut.
Drip it. And dilute it.
Do you think the camera...
my ship. Wait, do you have a question?
Do you think the cameras made this weirder for us?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? What if we just, like...
I love that. So I'm going to post this and...
try to do stuff for the camera that just, like... made us get strikes on YouTube. Let's see how quick I can get
and
a strike.
No one on the audio doesn't know what you're doing.
Right.
I think it's funny because I said, like I said, the I'm a slut for peanut butter line, but like no one's going to know what I'm talking about.
People know because people listen to us.
That's, yes.
Thank you for liking, subscribing, and sharing with your friends. You can find us anywhere. You can find a podcast. Unless they like have physical podcasts somewhere, like a pod...
CD?
No. Like a pod that also like protects a broken bone. A podcast. We got a good one in today,
you
y'all.
You have a movie in a minute to do.
But first, spoilers over the horizon. Sayla, what do you see? You're in the crow's nest.
Oh, sorry.
You're in the crow's nest. Yeah.
Captain.
Yes, Sayla.
Spoilers. Ahoy.
Oh. Oh no. We must prepare for the spoilers. Is it going on YouTube?
Yeah. That's two strikes.
Do you think that's a strike?
I don't know.
Just to be like...
You wouldn't just take your clothes off and trip.
But people are on YouTube like... without shirts on, because people go to the beach.
Yeah, it's true.
We could be at the beach right now. Could
the
you
beach.
Use it at the batch? Oh goodness!
Are you gonna be moving in a minute or not?
Do you remember the muffins video?
Blood. Yeah. Blueberry.
Blueberry.
Poisonberry. Blood.
That's the same guy that did the shoes.
Oh my God, shoes! Are we dating ourselves right now?
Are we what?
Dating ourselves.
Dating
you
ourselves?
You ever heard that phrase before?
Like I've never heard that.
I'm dating
life.
Myself by saying like, oh, I know this video.
So like Kanye?
Yes. No, it means I'm showing my age.
How would dating yourself... How?
I'm dating myself.
As archaeology.
In like, yeah, as in like, there's you're going to know the date of my birth.
I thought you were... taking like yourself
in
to dinner.
In a relationship with myself?
Yeah.
I love myself.
Are you dating yourself?
Always. You have to be. And my spouse, and Hannah. She's dating me, and then she's also dating herself. What are you Googling?
I ain't Googling shit. Okay. Movie in a minute.
You ready?
3, 2, 1,
why do we got your song?
Oh, fuck. I was so ready to just, like, dive right in.
Okay, go ahead.
No.
No,
you got to sing.
Movie in a minute.
This is my boat.
Yeah.
100 beats per minute.
Movie in a minute. Oh yeah, it's gonna be a movie in a minute. Oh yeah,
give it some 80s.
I need some like synthesizers. Bah, movie in a minute. Yeah, I don't know how to do 80s. scream.
Movie in a minute. Do like a like in the style of Love Shack. Well, you got 60 seconds.
Movie in a minute. Love Shack Babe. Movie in a minute. Is that how it goes? Love Shack Baby. Love Shack Baby. Movie. Baby, move. Now you can see it. Movie in a minute.
Well, you walk down to the movie house and you get a movie in a minute.
Oh, man.
All right. This is Anatomy of a Fall in three.
Thanks for listening.
Two, one, go. Sandra, this bitch is. Sorry, hold on. I don't want it to sound like I'm objectifying everyone. I think she is a bitch in the movie. I think she is.
You're just quantifying what you're saying. You're not saying she's like.
This bitch.
Yeah, oh, like, oh, this bitch. She's saying, like, she acts like she is not a nice person.
Do you think, sometimes. You think I'm going to start over. I'm going to start over. We're going to cut this out.
All right.
Okay, you ready? I'm trying to make this really fun to edit.
Just do the fucking thing.
Now we're both red in the face. Looks like we just took a break, if you know what I mean. This is.
That's what that sound was.
What?
That's what that sound was.
Three. In three, two, one, go. Okay, so God damn it. Oh goodness. We're gonna have to have two different feeds because if we're just clapping and laughing for like 2.5 minutes,
I can't edit all this.
The podcast listeners are gonna be like, what the fuck is going on?
All right, just do it. You just have to watch on YouTube.
Okay.
People, just right. You know, go on YouTube.
Anatomy of a Fall, movie in a minute, in 3, 2, 1, go. Sandra lives with Daniel and her husband, whose name I can't remember. He dies pretty early on. Anyways, Sandra's getting interviewed by this woman, and she's like, oh, my husband's playing P.I.M.P. by 50 Cent, but it's a cover. You have to leave. So then she leaves. Daniel goes for a walk. Daniel's, like, not, like, fully blind, but, like, pretty much blind. He's visually impaired. He has a guide dog. Guide dog finds dead dad. Daniel's like, mom. Mom comes out. It's inconclusive whether he died from falling or if he was hit in the head. So they start a trial. They investigate all this stuff. More details come out. And it seems like Daniel has lied. It seems like Sandra has lied. But then there are some things where it's like, you know, yes, I lied about this because I didn't want you to think that I was a bad person. But that doesn't mean that I'm a bad person. Also, like, just because you're his therapist, obviously he was talking to you about his trauma, blah, 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 blah. It comes out. Then his son is like, I think my dad tried to kill himself, like, 6 months ago. So I think he just jumped. And then that's where the movie ends. She gets acquitted.
Yeah, there we go. About to add that. Cool. Great job.
Thank you.
Still coming back from the laughing attack.
Where you were.
Let's do this.
So we're in Grenoble, or we're near Grenoble.
Yes. She's a writer.
Yep.
A successful writer at this point.
Mm-hmm,
she's had some books.
And her husband is not...
A failed writer.
Hold the fucking phone. He's a struggling...
Well, no, he quit.
Well, he's still...
It's established that he quit. What are you gonna say? Your ship, sorry, Captain.
In the past, like we learned throughout the film, if you pay attention,
I don't.
That he has been recently sending excerpts to a publishing company and not getting any responses. He's also been recording their life to try and gain inspiration to write. So I would hesitate to say that he quit.
I approve of that sentiment.
Okay.
I like it.
Damn it. I'm putting my foot down. I'm down right now.
Is it both feet?
Flat footed.
You mean business.
That's right. Stand on business.
Okay, yeah. So they're both writers.
Yeah. She's just more successful.
Let's kind of talk about that. Yeah, let's kind of talk about that first scene. So she's being interviewed by a student, right?
And it's awkward.
It's very awkward. But she established that there was an accident, right, with her son. Mm-hmm. She's asking about, like, does that inspire your book, blah, 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 blah. But it's funny because she, Sandra, does, I think it's Sandra. I'm pretty sure it's Sandra. Sandra does seem much more, she's very reluctant to talk about herself, and she's very much wants to talk about the interviewer. And
which could be flirtation.
Yes, that comes back later.
Flirtatiousness.
Whether it's
flirting.
You know, seduction.
Should I say flirting?
And then, yes, her husband starts blasting music, which is very rude. But we kind of learn again later that it might have been intentional on purpose.
It might have been intentional on purpose.
I said intentional and on purpose. I just mumble.
What?
I said it might have been intentional and on purpose. Are you making fun of me because that means the same thing?
No, I'm making fun of you because those are synonyms.
That's what I just said.
I was doing to you. Okay, let's stay serious.
Anyway, yes, she leaves.
It's my serious face.
I see it. Show the camera.
She leaves.
You should.
When does she leave? What do you mean she leaves? Oh, the interviewer.
Student, the student leaves.
Student.
The student leaves. And then Sandra just goes upstairs. We kind of cut to Danielle. He's out playing with Snoop, the real MVP. Best actor in the movie.
Snoop is great.
So, like you said, it's established that Daniel is mostly blind. Mm-hmm. We see him later, like, he can see stuff if he holds it right up to his eyes. But he's essentially blind, like, legally blind, I would say.
He got hit by a motorcycle.
Motorcycle, yeah.
Damn. And it severed his optic nerve, or it damaged it. Maybe, I guess if it was severed, he'd be completely blind, so damaged it. But his eyes are actually, like, clouded.
I wonder if she said, like, nearly severed, because I think I remember the word severed.
Severed?
Yeah.
But if it was severed, he wouldn't be able to see.
He'd be blind completely.
Yeah.
So I think he, like, nearly severed his optic nerve, so he's mostly blind. Yeah, we come back, and we find Samuel. That was his name. He did.
Samuel has had an unfortunate accident, or maybe he was murdered. We don't know, right?
Murdered.
But he fell. What we do know is that he fell three stories and kind of splattered and slid a little bit.
Yeah, fell, and then it looked like he hit a shed.
Well, or...
That's one of the theories.
There's two theories.
Oh, there's two theories.
So he died. He's dead. And Snoop finds him.
Snoop.
Shout out to Snoop. And then Daniel, I guess, feels him.
Yeah, I guess he can tell that it's his dad and knows something's wrong. So calls for Sandra, who just kind of comes strolling down.
Well, she may have had earplugs in.
Yeah.
Although one of them fell out.
Yeah. Okay, so I feel like for this film, sorry, you're the captain, but may I make a suggestion?
I'm going to promote you to...
first mate or whatever?
First sailor boy side piece. So you're right next to me. So you can take a little bit of lead. First sailor boy side piece.
Got promotion? I say, so now that we've established...
Have you seen that? Have you seen that TikTok where that woman's like, you are one of my elite employees?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking
about? Hold on. Are you going to pull it up?
Yes, because it is.
Okay, while you're doing that...
my elite employees.
I was going to say, we've established now that there's that what we've established the premise. And I feel like from here, we can kind of just talk about what the film is saying and kind of... Because I feel like if we just go through the plot, it's going to be boring, but... Okay. Let me see it. Turn it around.
Well, it's not the original video. I'm trying to find the original video. Here it is. She goes, you missed some trash.
Wait, is that, is she, does she know she's being recorded?
It's like a comedy actor, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, yeah. I'm about to say, because that's even funnier if that person, that's just how they are.
No, well, I don't know. But anyway, so you've been promoted. You are now one of my elite employees.
Oh, thank you.
So continue.
Okay, I just think now that we've established the premise of the film, the death, we can go in a lot of different directions. So what direction do you want to go, Captain? Do you think she did it? I'm just going to ask you.
I think she did it.
Oh, son of a gun.
I do think she did it.
Do you really? What made you, like, at what point did you think, oh, she did it? Because I feel like based on your text, you did it pretty, you thought you, pretty early on, you were like, she killed him.
Pretty early on, yeah. Because, okay, so here's the thing about Sandra.
Sandra.
Sandra Hüller's performance.
Sandra Hüller.
Is it Hüller?
I don't know. She's German, so I'm just guessing. I don't know German.
Well, but the U with the umlaut on top is usually like a H. like you're about
Hüller.
To throw up.
Hüller.
Hüller.
That's probably it. Hüller.
Hüller.
Hüller. I can't. I don't know German. I can't do it. Sandra Hüller. That sounds German.
Doesn't it?
Is that, am I stereotyping? Probably.
So.
I don't know her name, but she's great.
Her performance. It could be taken in one of two ways. Either she is a true innocent who's like giving them factual, like what she believes to be factual information throughout. And she's like, well, I don't know. Well, he never did that. You know, I don't think he would do that. Blah, 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 blah. And you know what? Now that I think of it, maybe that was it. You know, blah, blah, yeah. You know, or she is a mastermind. She knows what she's doing the whole time. It was all part of her plan to manipulate her child, manipulate her friend, the lawyer, her lawyer, Vincent Renzi.
See, I would disagree to an extent.
Okay. I said there's one of two options.
Oh, what's the other option? That she's innocent.
That she's actually innocent. That was the first one.
I don't think she's a mastermind.
Okay.
I think if she did it in the heat of the moment. Because there's a lot of stuff that she like messes up or forgets if she planned this.
Well, but the whole thing about a defense is that the goal is to cast doubt. Like if you're defending, like if you can cast doubt, I mean, think about it. If the glove does not fit, you must acquit.
Yeah, I guess you don't have to prove that they didn't do it. You just have to prove, you just have to stop them from proving that they did.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
If you have like back and forth conflicting information for a while, it can look like, you know, this woman's not telling us the truth. You know, she lied about this, this, and this, or she misremembered, you know, blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, blah. And they look at that in a critical light. But after a certain point, it becomes like, shit, do we have enough information here? Like, there's so much that's like, could be one or the other.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, maybe. Well, I was going to say, you know, I guess her, if she did it, whether a mastermind or just in the moment, I guess her hope was that it would never have gone to trial in the first place, I suppose.
Well, I think that would be anyone's.
Well, no, I understand.
Hope if they murdered somebody would be that it doesn't go to trial.
I'm just saying because there's so much. But you know, then again, she didn't know that that fight had been
recorded.
Recorded. I'm unsure. Like, there was times where I thought for sure that she did it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I don't think so. And then at the end, I was like, she might have done it.
Let me quote Marge, another, like, unsung hero of the movie, who has a fairly minor role, but it's very important. Remember when she's talking to Daniel near the end? And she's like, you know, it could be one or the other.
Yeah,
you're right. You have to decide. It's not about, like, pretending like you're sure. No, you have to decide, and that's different. So I've decided. I've decided that she did it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're right. maybe she didn't. Maybe here's what makes me think that she did it. It's the, I don't buy the theory that the snow would get all of the DNA off of the top of the shed. There would be remnants. There would be remnants of DNA on the top of the shed. So like that other forensic expert that said, well, we did this study. Look, see how the blood's washed down? There would still be like brain matter or something. There would be molecules, and yeah, they'd be able to like get that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And the the blood splatter was so like, it was like you like threw a paintbrush from like 50 yards away. You know what I mean? Like it was just so, it wasn't like, I don't know, if he fell and hit right there, I feel like it would have been more blood, yeah, on this side of the
drops,
thing.
Just
it was just three drops.
Yeah, so the theories that they put out are that they were in a fight. Here's one, that she did it.
Mm-hmm.
They were in a fight and on the balcony, and I guess was like, they said that he would have had to have been leaning over already, which I guess maybe he's trying to...
Well, that was one analyst.
Yeah, okay, but he's, you know, they're fighting up on the balcony, and she has something, hits him in the head with it. That could have killed him, I guess. That could be the blood trauma, which causes him to fall, which one or the other does kill him.
Well, I do think Vincent, just to clear something up real quick, I do think Vincent brings up a good point where the railing was so high that she kind of would have had to lift his legs. So it would have had to been like an intentional, like she would have hit him
and
to make him like...
Over.
Yeah, and then flipped him over,
yeah,
kind
okay.
of thing.
So one of them is he's hit, flipped over, murdered, and then falls, hits the snow, slides, dead. The other one is that he committed suicide, jumps, hits the shed.
Right on the edge.
Right on the edge, which causes the blood splatter.
Here's,
and then hits the ground, rolls, and like slides. I see your point, though, because if you have that big of an impact and it's on the same building, like it's that close...
Mm-hmm.
You would think there's going to be like a poof,
a bunch.
And three drops. Okay, well, question then. Where did the... Well, I guess the snow might have melted or whatever. Where did the rest of the blood go then?
Well, there was a lot of blood on the ground.
That is true.
Here's another thing that I want
to... And it showed that they slid a little bit, so...
That I want to point out that they didn't really talk about.
Mm-hmm.
When they... So they did reenactments where, you know, they were talking to see if Daniel could have heard them from outside. It turns out he couldn't, so he said, I was wrong. I must have been in the house. Was he defending his mother, or was he actually mistaken? You know, that's one thing, but we can talk about that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
They did a reenactment where they threw like a dummy down, and they talked about how the body flipped. When the body flipped, the head was facing the shed. But if you notice how he is, his head is facing out. So think about if he hit the corner there, he would have had to just like hit the corner and then just like slide straight out. You see what I'm saying? Like Superman it.
Yeah, or he would have had to have like hit in a way that like knocked him this way, but no. I don't think he would have had enough space between the ledge of the shed and the ground to flip all the way over. And his face, wait, was his face, I thought his head was facing away from the building.
It was, that's what I'm saying. So when he falls in a way so that his body is like on the shed and his head hits the side of the shed, right?
Yes.
So then he flipped over because of that impact. So his head would have been facing the shed, not away from the shed.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking of it like if my fingertip is his head, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the shed.
Yeah.
The house is like here.
This is for our YouTube viewers.
If he falls this way and hits that could knock him this way where he's facing away.
Yeah.
But that means he would have to have jumped off of the house and like angled.
Well, that also means that he would have had to have fallen not from the window because the window was directly above the shed. So he would have been falling the other way. He must have fallen from the balcony, not where the window was. You see what I'm saying? There was the window where he was working, and then there was the balcony where they these are the two theories, right?
Yeah.
There's the window where he was working, and they think that he either fell
and
or committed suicide. The balcony where he would have been hit.
Yeah.
So if he fell the way that you're saying, where he would have flipped the other way, that would have been from the balcony.
Yeah, or if this is the ledge and this is the house, and he falls from the window, just say he just jumps. I mean, I guess technically you could like... Well, no, I'm saying, because like, he was like, if... Hold on your arm. If this is the line of the house, right? And this is his head. Wasn't he like this?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
and the shed is like perpendicular.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if he's falling, if he jumps out, so this is now my fingertips is his head. Hits. I mean, it's possible.
But
that's the thing, to your point. I guess it's possible. But that's casting doubt, is it not? I mean, like, it can happen.
Let me pull up a picture of the house.
I really, I just kind of thought about it. We haven't mentioned me yet. I don't know who the actor is. Let me see. Antoine Reinhardt, I think. I think he plays the prosecution. I thought he was great. I really thought that the court scenes were really well done. And I thought that both arguments were quite strong, frankly. I just wanted to point that. What are you doing? You find it in the picture?
Mm-hmm. Or a GIF. A GIF?
I don't know.
Not
anymore.
Peanut butter. It's a...
It's a GIF. I think it's GIF.
So here is...
A GIF of what?
A GIF. Let me get it big where you can look at it. This is the dummy falling out. And you can see where window is, where the shed is. Yeah, the head is facing that way.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking. Yeah, but that's also a dummy, but he would have had to have slid.
That dummy was full ragdoll. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Did they make those... Have you watched Mythbusters?
Not a long time.
But you know how they would make, like... They would, like, put skeletons inside mm-hmm. of, like, gel and stuff? I wonder mm-hmm. if they do that for, like, forensic stuff or if that's just a Mythbusters thing. Anyways, that is the piece of evidence... And when you take the fight from the day before.
What'd you think
and
of that?
Not just that, but the fact that in that fight, she's trying to maintain her, like, calmness, almost to a point where it's, like, fake to me. Where
you mean when she's in court or, like, during the fight?
During the fight. She's okay. Like, calm down, Samuel. Calm down. And then she gets to a point where she can't keep it in anymore, and she slaps him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It almost seems like she knows that he's recording, or maybe she behaves as if he's recording at all times because she knows that he does that sometimes, right? And then the day of, when she's doing the interview, she seems equally as calm, but I think her face betrays her words because when he starts playing the music, she looks agitated.
Yeah.
You know, like, so, she looks mad.
Yeah, so we established, I want to talk about that fight in a second, but we established that since... Daniel's death, not death, sorry, accident. He's alive.
Daniel's alive.
Alive and well. They took two different courses where he like withdrew from his passions, I suppose, and put everything into taking care of Daniel.
Well,
and
he was bearing a lot of the burden because she blamed him.
Yeah, and I'm sure he blamed himself.
Well, sure, yeah, because he was the guardian who was tasked with picking Daniel up or watching him
and
or whatever.
To compound that, he was in the groove of writing. So I'd imagine for a while, writing was very triggering for him. You know, it's like if I hadn't been writing and I had took on to get Daniel, he'd still have his eyesight. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of layers there.
Yeah.
But he, which... This is, you think maybe this is more noble, but it's also can be unhealthy. He puts everything into taking care of Daniel at the neglect of himself, right? Mm-hmm. So he's homeschooling him. He's teaching. He doesn't even like teaching, you know, all this kind of stuff. Maybe he does. But whereas Sandra goes the complete opposite and just writes all the time. But.
Well, not all the time, but yeah.
Well, I mean, yes, but she also says, like, she can write under any circumstance at any time.
Yeah. Her whole thing is, you know, what's happened has happened. Let's continue our lives. So he's all about, like, things are different now. This is really fucking sad.
Yeah.
And she's like, Daniel is going to be okay. You know, he's still, we have Snoop, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she says that in the trial at certain points, right? So her whole thing is we need to continue. Think about when he dies and it's like the next day and Daniel's crying in bed. The next day and she's like, we need to get up. We need to continue on as if this hasn't, maybe not as if this hasn't happened, but we just need to continue on with our, you know, routines.
And it's interesting.
That's her whole thing.
Yeah, because I like the the heart of that, saying like he's not some handicapped kid. He's okay. Mm-hmm. But it's naive to say that it didn't change things.
Right.
So then they're drifting. Their relationships are bad. But also, she,
but at the same time,
she
it's,
has a fair. Go on.
It's also, to me, it's not okay to like completely put your life on hold.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like almost two extremes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Of the spectrum.
Yeah.
And they are, do not agree.
Yeah, because they're making the extremes that they're on make them hate the other.
And her extreme, continuing with what she was doing, literally extends to like, you're not having sex with me, okay, I'm going to go have sex with somebody else.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, she...
I need that, is what she's basically saying,
right? Well, she says like, she tries to gaslight that too. She's like, she gaslights herself, in my opinion. Where, you know, she's like, I can go without sex, but only for so long. And that's not a justifiable reason to cheat. But then she says like, oh, the other ones I was honest about, so that's not cheating. And it's like, well... Because then
she doesn't make that assertion. Actually, she
yeah,
says
she does.
No. She says, "I'm not saying that I didn't cheat or that I didn't hurt him. I'm saying that I was truthful." That's what she says in trial.
No. I remember her saying exactly. So that's not cheating, because then what the guy says is like, "Oh, so you had an open relationship?" And she was like, "No." So to me, maybe she was like, she does say like, "I'm not saying that I didn't hurt him, whatever." But I remember her saying like. That's because she says like I cheated once, and then he's like he implies multiple affairs, and she's
right.
Like yeah, but I was honest about those, so that's not cheating. I think she acknowledges that they hurt him, but in a way she also like justifies it for herself. I will say, watching her when it showed the reenactment of the fight,
mm-hmm.
That's when I was like, she's smart, she knows what she's doing.
Right.
And I don't like her.
Yeah.
Because there's parts where I really felt for her, and I didn't really know what to think, and I felt like she was in it, and maybe she was being honest, but there's like subtle power plays that she does in the fight that I'm like, you are conniving.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where she's constantly
manipulative,
minimizing what he's feeling. And frankly, like the way that fight is portrayed, I believe him. Like how he's feeling, where he's like the feeling of like he has no time, like all this kind of that he's mm-hmm. trying to get his life back from her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and like maybe
at the same time though, like there are certain things in the fight that he says that I disagree with. Like I do think at a certain point he's holding himself hostage more than she's holding him hostage,
yes.
Right? Because,
yes.
I mean, even if she is, like, manipulative, which would suck, and, like, you know, like, she's just, like, playing games with him, they moved to his hometown.
Yep.
And, she doesn't really know French, so it seems like a big ask for him to be like, speak French all the time, but he says, we speak English, your language, but that's not her language, really.
Her language is
German.
I understood her point there.
You see what
she
I'm
was
saying?
Like, I don't speak my mother tongue either.
This is a middle ground.
So I think what's interesting is that it's like the way she said things, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like...
100%, it's the undertone.
Yeah, it's like, he's like, I want to write, I want to do more, and she's like, then do it.
Yeah.
And it's like, yes.
Well, she's like swirling her wine.
Yeah, it's like, yes, you can do that, but it's naive of her and frankly dismissive of how he's feeling to think he can just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not that simple, especially when you have a child. Like, it takes both people to be like, okay, well, if I'm going to have 2 hours where I'm going to write, you need to be watching Hollis. It's Uber Eats, sorry.
Right. Did you order something?
No, I turned on notifications to like track a meal, and now they just go off all the time.
Order food.
But I just ate.
No, I'm saying that's what it's telling
me. Oh, yeah, it is. But the way that she acts in that fight was infuriating, because it definitely comes across as this like...
Holier than thou.
Holier than thou, super dismissive of what he's... Just like,
right.
She's basically just saying, well, then do better than you're doing. It's your own fault.
And that's why I think... She was behaving as if she was being recorded because she thought at any time she could be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it got to a point where, like, he said something that really struck a nerve and she couldn't hold it anymore.
I don't know if this is like in her defense, but in a sense, then he does cross lines by saying like, you don't have like, implying that her relationship with Daniel is like not as good or not existent or whatever.
He sees you as a monster. I think he says something along those lines.
Yeah, because then it just devolves. Have you seen A Marriage Story?
No, but I know that this film took a lot of inspiration from A Marriage Story.
I know that, but okay. There's a really famous scene in it now that's incredible. It's a great movie. It's heartbreaking. Okay. It's heartbreaking, but also hopeful, and it's a really beautiful film. It's a hard watch, but there's a scene where it all kind of comes to a head.
Okay.
And it's like, they just say things. It's Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson. They say things that are just like, this is total bullshit, but I'm just trying to hurt you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the difference, I think, is that in A Marriage Story, that scene ends with them in like tears, bawling, apologizing. The relationship is broken for sure, but it's they try and regain their humanity. In this film, it just sort of escalates and escalates, and then they don't even speak it, you know, until he dies somehow. But I think, sorry, I'm rambling now, but I think this film does a really good job of showing, like, in a way, it takes two, like, both people have a massive effect on the health of a relationship, as it sounds obvious, but, like, you know. I thought that was a really, really good scene, though.
Yeah. I think from a filmmaking perspective, it's fascinating that for much of that scene, we see it. So we hear the dialogue, like, the recording that they're playing in court. But then at a certain point when it escalates, it cuts away and it's just them in the courtroom. So we don't know who was the main cause of the struggle, right? But yeah, it's clear that she didn't want that to be known, like that fight specifically, because she lies about the bruise. She could have said, we had a fight yesterday, you know, easily.
Well, it's interesting too, because she says like the sounds are him hitting himself, which is interesting because if he's behaving like she's describing throughout the trial, super depressed and super like, you know, self-guilt, shame, that kind of stuff, that could check out.
Well, a lot of the things that he was saying in that argument felt like he was just overcome with self-guilt. You know what I mean? So it kind of lined up with her narrative a little bit, but I still think she's fucking lying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why it's so good.
It is so good.
It's so subtle, you know?
Before we go too long, let's pivot to Daniel. I thought it's really interesting to see kind of the toll that this takes on him.
Well, because he decides to stay in the courtroom the day that they basically talk about how his accident fucked up their marriage. Because it's kind of what happened.
Yeah.
And that really does take a toll on him. And I thought throughout the trial he was coming to terms with the fact that his mom was a murderer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like he was getting more and more distant with her. Yep. And then he's like, I want to be alone this weekend. I don't want her to be here. I was like, damn, Daniel, let's go. Then he poisoned.
Damn, Daniel.
Then he
poisoned. Can I cut in real fast? Sorry, before we get to this, because this is important. I'm so sorry, Captain.
It's okay. First sailor boy side piece.
I want to go, you know, interject on Sandra because there's, amidst all of this, Daniel's getting more distant. She's, you know, unraveling. Everything's falling apart. We do have these weird scenes of her, like, getting drunk and laughing with the lawyer and, like, having a great time. And then
right.
It's really interesting. I mean, it still seems like there's pain because then that scene ends with her being like, you think I did it, you know, whatever. And
yeah.
But I just, because then when he's like, I want to be alone, she's driving and, like, tries to make a joke and, like, laugh or whatever. And then I just think that it's an interesting juxtaposition. Continue with Daniel and we get to Snoop.
Daniel intentionally poisoned Snoop just to see if it was similar to what happened 6 months ago when Snoop got really sick. That's fucked up. That is not something that I agree with. That scene when he's like, Marge, come help. Snoop was just like tongue out on the floor. I was losing it. I was like, I can't take this. I was texting you like, Hunter, if this dog dies, I'm out on this movie. Like that would have been F minus if Snoop died. You know what I mean? Like
that dog's a great actor.
That'll kill a movie for me. Makes me wonder what they did.
Yeah.
I hope they didn't give him fucking aspirin.
Aspirin.
You know what I mean? To make him just like veg out or whatever. But turns out It was very similar to what happened 6 months ago, which in trial, Sandra is talking about how, come to think of it, I do remember 6 months ago he tried to kill himself. Huh, that's a convenient detail that I didn't think of before. But it seems to line up with Daniel's experience. Now, again, did that actually happen? Or is Daniel just trying to protect his mom?
Then why would he poison the dog?
To create a memory so he wasn't lying in court or something? I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's actually a really good answer.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think he would do that. That was just trying to come up with something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think she did it, man. I think she fucking did
really?
It. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I know. You haven't decided. You haven't taken Marge's...
The scene, the line that I think is really interesting, I think the line that saved her, whether he made it up or not, was when he was describing what his dad was saying to him.
Mm-hmm.
About like...
That's the thing.
Okay.
That was so... After he forgot which tape he touched, and he forgot this detail, and forgot that detail, forgot about the pills.
Yeah.
He had that dialogue down to a T. It just makes me wonder.
Yeah. Did he just decide that happened?
Right. Was that what he decided? That he was going to create this narrative? Because we see his dad in the car saying verbatim, have you ever like been in the car with your dad and he told you some things and then later on Hannah's like, what did he say? You're not going to be like verbatim.
Yeah.
Got the squirts? No, you're not going to say that because you won't remember exactly what Mike said, right?
Yes. Mike.
I'm just saying. What?
Yeah, I said Mike. No, that makes sense. I mean, it's tough. I don't know.
I was thinking that as that scene was going on. Anyway, she gets acquitted. She doesn't feel better.
But then she...
Do you know why?
But see, that's the thing.
Because she killed her fucking husband.
That's the thing, is that she gets acquitted and then goes and gets hammered.
Yeah. Well, if I got acquitted, I'd probably go get hammered.
Yeah, but you don't have a kid.
True. Yeah, she goes to the bar before she goes home.
I feel like I'd be like, I'm going home.
To see my child.
I'm going home to see my child.
I'm going home to see Hollis. Meanwhile, you're like crying in prison somewhere. Hollis wouldn't be my kid. But he's my godchild, right?
Wait, what?
He's my godson.
Yeah.
So if you ever do get accused of murder.
Let's hope I don't.
I'll take care of him for you. What?
I hate
biscuit for breakfast and I had a little bit piece of biscuit in my teeth.
I hope I don't ever get accused of murder. That'd be bad. No intentions.
Because your intent is to kill someone and it not go to trial.
That's
you
not
got that out of the way at the beginning of the episode,
it's
everybody.
It's not my intention. It's not my intention. We're going to have a new co-host on the podcast soon.
Who?
Doesn't matter. You won't
everybody,
be here.
Listen.
Be here.
Listen to me right now. If I could reach and grab the camera and be like, listen, if I disappear... In the next 6 years, look at him first. Look at him first. There's a 6 year window until the podcast is over.
Okay. Are we going to end the podcast in 6 years?
That's just what I'm manifesting because at that point, it's going to be one of those things. Hold up, Hunter. Don't worry. It's going to be one of those things where, like, you know, like Snoop Dogg is like, I'm done being Snoop Dogg. And then the next day, he's like, my name is. What did he change his name to? Snoop Lion?
I don't... Yeah.
Remember?
So, yeah.
Or like Childish Gambino is like, I'm done making music. I'm not Childish Gambino anymore. And now he's just Donald Glover. And he still like does some things. See?
Yeah.
So we're just going to evolve it into like a global brand that takes over the world.
Okay, cool.
In six years.
6 years. Cool. Well, Zach, as we wrap this up, I do have a question that I have to ask you.
Okay.
It's pivotal. Are you ready?
Yeah.
That is. But... Is Anatomy of a...
Anatomy of Cinnamon, is that what you said?
I misspoke. Can I start again?
Anatomy of Cinnamon.
Is Anatomy of... But... It, oh, my God. I'm going to get fired. I'm an elite employee. I'm an elite employee.
You are one of my elite employees.
But is Anatomy of a Fall good?
I think it's excellent. This is one of the more driven films. Like, the whole time, you said it started slow. I fucking disagree.
That wasn't the right way to put it, but yes, I didn't mean it.
I was...
Because things happen pretty quick.
I was at the edge of my seat the whole time, just like, what's going to happen next? Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Because people are... I'm going to go off on a little tangent here. It's a good movie. It's a great movie.
Maybe I was distracted by my little molten lava cake.
Great movie. Good movie. Molten lava... I'm not your molten lava cake anymore. But here, I want to go on a little tangent real
please,
quick.
Please do.
There's a reason why people are so drawn to these, like, true crime shows or, like, murder mysteries, whodunit. Yeah. It's because I believe we live in a world that is just so chaotic and where bad things are happening every day. And we see it on the news and this and that. And a lot of those bad things we don't have answers for, mm-hmm. right? We don't have something that we can point to and say, that's it. Or if we do, there's the other side that's saying, no, it's your guy, not our guy. You know what I mean? Like, it's very polarizing.
Yeah, yeah.
These take injustice or, like, some sort of traumatic event and put a microscope on it so you can focus on it and try and find a solution. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's like, in this chaotic world, we can look at something closely and say, who done it?
Who done it?
Who done it? Did he done it or did she done it?
And in this case, it was Sandra.
Well, we don't know.
We don't know. But I believe I've decided
that it was Sandra. What is your make a decision?
Okay,
right now.
I'm gonna talk myself through it. I say this film is very, very good. I think it's phenomenal. It is. I'll be interested to see where it ranks in our best picture rankings, because I loved it. I thought it was superb. Performances are great. The writing was awesome. We didn't talk about it much, but the cinematography was incredible.
Yeah.
It was gripping. It was compelling. Oh, man, I don't know. I think she did it.
You think she did it?
I think she did it.
Yep.
Oh, but I'm like 60-40, but majority. I'll go with it.
Yep.
That's tough, but that's a testament to the movie. There you go.
There you go.
Time for every movie sucks.
Yes, it is.
Every movie sucks. Every movie sucks. That might get us flagged on YouTube.
All right.
Okay.
Somebody anatomy that gave it fall. A
anatomy of a fall.
Can I go now?
Anatomy of a fall. Go ahead.
Somebody gave it a half-star review and said, terrible cinematography, awful film. I mean, come on. I want my money back.
What? Here we go. Let's see here. I'm trying to see if this, make sure this is not offensive, but maybe it is. Half-star logs, holy fuck, I hated this. Thought I was getting into a tense mystery, not jury duty PTSD. We're all multifaceted people with a rose. Yes, I know, on account of me living in the world. Thanks. Anyway, the powers that be know not to put me in a situation like this. I'd have aired the whole courtroom out. Now what?
Do you want to try again?
I don't know.
Do you want me to read it? Hold on, let me see.
No, it's fine. Just go on. I mean, it's logs. I don't get it. I don't know what he said.
Which one is it?
Logs.
Logs. But we're all multifaceted people. Yes, I know, on account of me living in the world. Thanks anyways. The powers that be know not to put me in situations like this. I'd have aired the whole courtroom out. Now what?
Aired? What does that mean?
Aired it out.
Like spilled all their dirty laundry? Is that what they means?
Yeah, you can, yeah.
Okay. Your turn.
I'm going to do a series because there's a bunch of them that are sort of a riff on the same thing. Okay. So we've got anatomy of boredom.
Okay.
Anatomy of my butthole.
Okay.
Anatomy of D's nuts. Those are the best three.
A trilogy.
Yeah.
Half star, so boring, don't even know the end of the story. That's on purpose. No interesting shots, not even nice cinematography, lighting, or VFX. Why did this win a Caesar? WTF?
My half star goes to Snoop.
Good for him.
Snoop didn't even get a full star.
Mm. Okay, I think that's it. I've got one. Here we go. Last one. Ready? This was the most half star. This was the most boring thing I ever saw. Didn't even care what really happened because it did not touch me a bit. Exposition after exposition where I don't even care about the character yet. I don't even know with whom I am supposed to have empathy. It's like seeing a reality show which is made to intentionally not entertain you. Okay.
Maybe you have to choose. You have to decide who to have empathy for, because kind of every... Here's another thing I wanted to talk about real quick. I did not like Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like in the trial, there were certain points where she was treated unfairly by the judge and by the prosecutioner. Like they were like either leading witnesses or they were creating expositions that, you know, you don't know if that's true or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think her lawyer did a good job. But what I'm trying to say is there were points where it's like the movie was trying to make me have empathy for a character I inherently disliked and then would go the other way. You know what I mean? And so I think it really is a matter of you have to, like the line you have to decide, I think is so important to this film.
Yeah.
Anyways, we can move on now because we're done.
Yep, that's it. That's a wrap on Anatomy of a Fall.
Boom.
There you go. It is good.
It's good.
It is good. Shindigs.
It's not more than your name.
Shindigs. I don't have a lot of news, and most of it's about Superman. So, Kevin Costner is starring and directing in a new 4-part Civil War epic called Horizon American Saga. I got a new trailer for that. That's why he left that show that everyone's obsessed with. What's it called?
Game of Thrones?
No, it's not Westworld.
Sorry, I don't even... What were you talking
Kevin
about?
Kevin Costner.
Oh. Man of Steel.
That's... Yeah, sure. The cowboy one. Speaking of Man of Steel, though, got a lot of news about that. Henry Cavill is rumored to be going to the MCU soon. Don't know what he's going to play. Probably like Captain Britain or like something. I don't know. But the big one is that James Gunn has confirmed a few things for the film. That they have officially begun filming as of yesterday. What is today? Is it the second? No, sorry, as of this past Thursday. He posted a picture of the first official look of the Superman suit.
Can I see it?
And the Superman emblem. Let me pull it up.
Because I saw something about the Superman suit, and then I saw that he came out and said it was fake.
Yes, there's some stuff that was fake. Let me do James Gunn. James Gunn. This is the emblem. It is based off of the book Kingdom Come.
Okay.
So we see the emblem.
Where's the suit?
Well, this is it. It's like a teaser. But you can kind of see the texture of it, you know.
It's not the suit.
This is the emblem. This is the emblem from the suit. This is part of the suit. You saw it. All right. And then the name change.
I've seen enough.
The name change from Superman Legacy to just Superman. And Wendell Pierce has been cast as Perry White. And then the last thing, we got a first look at Jared Leto in Tron Ares. Just him wearing a suit. It's black and he's got red lights.
Like a suit? Like a suit and tie?
Like a Tron suit. You want to see a picture?
I guess. Yeah.
Don't you love Jared Leto?
No.
You sure?
This was the leaked Superman suit I was talking about.
Oh, that looks great.
Yeah.
This is the... There you go.
You can't even tell it's Jared Leto.
I know, but apparently that's him.
Okay, whatever.
So yeah, that's happening.
That's awesome.
That's all I've got for stuff now. Your turn.
All right, well, it's spring training officially. The Braves have a losing record. Womp womp.
Gosh,
can you believe it? We should just blow the whole thing up.
Just sell the team.
I will say that Chris Sale has had a start, and he looked really good. He pitched 2 scoreless innings with 4 strikeouts and no hits.
That's solid.
Spencer Strider has added a new pitch to his arsenal.
Apparently it's nasty.
Apparently it is nasty. Rick Kranitz, who has been in the Braves organization for a hot minute. Did you hear who he compared him to?
Was it like one of the greats?
One of
like
the 3.
Smoltz?
Not Smoltz.
I'm going to say Maddox.
Yeah, he said that he has the intellect and the drive of Maddox.
Wow.
Which a lot of people would say that Maddox was the best of the 3, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
So
Smoltz was a great one, but he became he truly became Smoltz when he went to the bullpen.
Part of Smoltz's legend is that he like sustained an injury that, you know, would take a lot of people out, and he got to the point like he made the transition to the bullpen and became elite.
Yeah,
you know
he
what I mean?
One of the best closers ever. And then Glavin was also good, but
right,
Maddox was like a freak of nature.
Yeah, so he compared him to Maddox and said, he's not there yet, but I see the same drive and the same intellect, and he asks the same questions that Maddox did when he was coming up.
Yeah.
That's high praise. That's high cool. Praise. I'm glad I have a Strider jersey. The jerseys this year suck. I'm not going to get one, but I do think I'm going to get one of those jackets. Did you see that? Did I send you
Yes, but I looked before they were like,
okay,
revealed, so I only saw like the sleeve of it.
I mean, it looks very similar to like the old Bobby Cox jacket, you know. It's like $165 though. So
those are
like,
rad though. Those are cool.
I'm like mulling it over, you know. Anyways, there's my Braves minute.
That's very brave of you.
It's the bravest thing I've done all week. It's time to drink some whiskey.
Whiskey shots.
This is for Whiskers Queen Elizabeth Callahan Dash Olson the
third.
That
time?
Was me.
Oh,
this
we
time.
Got it on film too. And also to...
Do you know what happened?
Also to Zachariah Nicholas Dash Olson.
Yes. You know what happened? Why it beeped.
Why?
So I share like the Reminders app on the iPhone. I share a shopping list with my dad because we're living together now. So if I go to the store, I'll just pick up the things. Yeah. If he goes to the store, he'll pick up the things. He added pinto beans. So there you have it. My dad added pinto beans to the shopping list. We're probably going to have beans and rice at some point this week.
To whiskey.
To whiskey.
And Jack.
And Jack.
I guess that has to be a thing now. It's whiskey and Jack.
Whiskey and Jack.
And
we're drinking Jack.
This is Jack Single Barrel
Select. As it has been for the past.
Please like and subscribe. Tell somebody that you love them, and give somebody a hug today. Be nice.
Tell someone that you hate you love them, because
that's,
you know, we can
call growth.
If I can change, and you all can change, then everybody can change.
Everybody can
right?
change. Beautiful.
Cheers.
You'll get that reference in about 2 weeks.
I hate it. Oh God. Where can they find us, Hunter? See, I need water.
I don't have any. We'll get you some next time. Yeah, this is getting harder and harder to do. You can find us everywhere. Not everywhere. You can find us on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube at But Is It Good Podcast. On X.com at BIIG Podcast. Email us at BIIGpodcast@gmail.com. But Is It Good Podcast at gmail.com. But Is It Good at gmail.com. You know. You can find me at Hunter Callahan Music everywhere. You can find Zach on Instagram at Zach with an H2, the number THAfuture.31. And we got Past Lives coming out on Friday. And then our Oscar series wrap up is on Saturday. And then this week, we're going to announce March. We're doing Dune. We're going to do Madam Web. And then we have a special guest coming up to do a film of their choosing, which I'll announce here soon.
Yep.
Okay, that all?
I think that's it.
Want some more whiskey?
No, God. Okay. Legitimately trying to like keep it down. Really? I don't know what's happening today, but I'm not having a good time right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, there you have it, folks. Tune in next week.
Okay, bye.
But Is It Good Podcast? Yeah.